What was Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands wearing today, and why has it gotten her in trouble? These are the starting questions for today's GeoQuiz. The 73-year-old Dutch queen visited a number of Arab cities this week. The city she visited today is the one we're looking for. It's the capital of the ancient kingdom of Oman. Much of the city dates from the kingdom's medieval heyday, when it was the center of a trading empire that spread across the Indian Ocean. Now, Queen Beatrix is known as a stylish dresser, but one of the accessories she chose today for her visit to the city's Grand Mosque sparked a controversy back home. So, where was Her Majesty? We'll be back with the answer and tell you more about the Queen's wardrobe in just a bit. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The wardrobe choices of European royals are normally fodder for style critics and paparazzi, not politicians. But something worn by Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands during a visit to Oman has sparked a political controversy back home. Klaas den Tech is a political editor with Radio Netherlands. Where was Her Majesty today, Klaas?
Well, at the moment, she is, as you said, on a state visit in Oman, in Muscat, to be precise, together with Prince William-Alexander and Princess Maxima. And before that, she also visited the United Arab Emirates. Now, in both countries, she also went to a mosque, being invited to visit these holy places.
Right. Okay, so Muscat, the capital of Oman, is the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Tell us what she was wearing when she went to the Grand Mosque.
Well, she was wearing a blue scarf around her head in both of these mosques. And actually, that's, of course, customary for women, mm-hmm. having a veil or having a headscarf. Not only Beatrice was wearing a scarf, also Princess Maxima was wearing a headscarf. And that caused a lot of problems back home in the Netherlands.
And how did that cause trouble for the royals back in the Netherlands?
Well, after her first visit to a mosque, the trouble started. The anti-Islamic politician Geert Wilders was actually furious. According to him, the headscarf is a symbol of the suppression of women in Islamic countries. So according to him, the queen should not be allowed to wear a headscarf.
And this wasn't just some offhand comment from anti-Muslim politician Geert Wilders. He actually put questions on the issue to the Dutch parliament. I'm just wondering, how unusual is it for politicians to attack the queen this way?
Well, the funny thing is that Geert Wilders did it before, actually. For example, in 2007, after the queen was giving her Christmas speech, she made comments about the rudeness and intolerance in the Netherlands, and Geert Wilders felt that she was talking about his party, the PVV. Mm. So he proposed to get her out of the government. So he did it before. There has been some clashes between the PVV and the queen.
And how has the queen responded this time?
Actually, she attacked him, which is quite unusual for a queen to do. She said, well, having to wear a headscarf isn't a symbol of suppression, not in the Gulf, she said. In the Gulf countries, she didn't have any problems with wearing the headscarf. In Oman, she said, women were treated well. They had a lot of opportunities. And actually, she even praised the Sultan for his efforts to make changes.
Geert Wilders is a parliamentarian in the Netherlands. How representative is his opinion of Islamic culture among Dutch society as a whole?
Well, Geert Wilders has a lot of supporters. He's one of the biggest parties in the Netherlands. The minority government of Liberals and Christian Democrats signed a treaty with him. They need him to stay in power. And he raises all kinds of debates about the Islam, saying it's a dangerous religion. He wants to ban the Quran for being a dangerous book. And the list goes on and on. And he has supporters. But the problem with Geert Wilders is that the Queen is popular also among his supporters. So they don't want to get rid of the Queen. The only thing that he can do is take her out of the government so So he's now the head of the government, which is a symbolic function, and that's what he's planning to do, but it's the only thing he can do.
Klaus Dantek, a political editor with Radio Netherlands. Again, the answer to the GeoQuiz today, the city of Muscat. Klaus, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, do you object to Queen Beatrix's outfit? See it for yourself at theworld.org. And congratulations to Laura in Santa Monica, California, Dennis from Christiansted in the Virgin Islands, and Justin in Fountain, Ohio. They're today's winners of our geo-texting game. You can play too. Just text GeoQuiz one word to 69866.